Hello and welcome to An Hour with an Angel with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness. Joining her is Steve Becko, founder of The Golden Age of Gaia and author of Building Nova Earth Toward a World That Works for Everyone. Our guest today is the Divine Mother. So with that, I'll pass it over to you, Steve.
Thank you, Graham. And just before welcoming the Mother, I wanted to ask Linda, as Linda, how you enjoyed the meditation last night, Linda.
The meditation last night, working with the Divine Mother, the Universal Mother's gift of her clear blue energy of clarity, was phenomenal. And before I even talk about that, I want to thank everybody because it was short notice. Well, we've been having the peace meditation on Sunday night for years, but it was short notice in terms of the Mother coming forward on Saturday and asking us to do this exercise, this undertaking with her, which is basically not only receiving that wonderful energy of her clear blue, which is like a blue topaz color, but also to send it to everybody upon the planet. And the response and the participation was phenomenal. So thank you all who joined in. And I want to add that the Mother has said that she will be sending this energy all week. And I, for one, I'm not even here. I did lift off on Saturday and then again last night. And I think I'm still out there in that blue mist that she's covering the planet with. But this energy will be penetrating the planet and humanity. Excuse me. This energy will be penetrating the planet and humanity for a full week. So it's basically Sunday to Sunday. And so the direction that I've received and that many of you have written in and said that you're getting as well is to do this exercise with her every night this week at 9 o'clock. And it's part of the peace meditation, but it's so much bigger. This energy of clarity, just on a personal note, last night has been huge for me. And it gave me a new depth of understanding of who I am, both as a star being and as a human woman, and what my role is here on the earth and why I'm positioned on the earth at this pivotal time of ascension. And she brought me back to gain clarity for things that I certainly have been aware of in terms of past lives, particularly on Earth and elsewhere. But for thousands of years, it was like getting one of the final pieces to a jigsaw puzzle. And while I know that it's not the final piece to the jigsaw puzzle, it sure put some things, some unknown aspects for me into perspective as this greater level of clarity, which is part of the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension, bringing this energy into us so that as we proceed, we're proceeding with this laser-like precision of understanding not only our interpretations, but our but the truth of what the plan is. One of the wonderful things as the meditation went on that she talked about was how the values of what is precious in terms of Gaia's resources, how it had become so sullied, so dirtied. And I don't use tend to use the word evil or dark. Some people do, but I don't. I just see that as delineation and definition. But she talked about the process of how that understanding of Earth's resources and what was really precious had disappeared, and then brought clarity back to what we as new yous, as Nova beings, as co-creators of Nova Earth, are really returning to. And it's so basic. It's the earth, the air, the fire element that she actually talked about as solar and water. These are the precious commodities of Earth. It's the elements. And we know very clearly that without clean water, without solar, and she was did a long dissertation about solar power, without earth to grow our food, without clean air to breathe, that we, as a human species, collective, can't go forward. And that we needed to return to that place of really understanding these gifts that Gaia and she has provided us with to thrive. And she explained how the value that's been placed on gold, on oil, on gems and minerals, how that has been just part of bringing us away from who we really are and falling into these traps, the old paradigms, the false grids that we're letting go of greed, control, and really darkness. Because we know how many silent wars and active wars have been fought and are still being waged over control of what we have in our distorted way come to think as valuable resources, when that's not it at all. So I think as this gift unfolds and of course continues to grow, our understandings of our paths and our missions and what we're doing in terms of the direction of our paths is going to become more crystalline. So that was my experience in a nutshell. How about you, Steve? How did it go for you?
Well, I'll just speak for a very short time because I do want to give the mother good scope. Well, the thing that struck me, Linda, was that it was tangible for me last night, which is probably the first time that I could say that. I could feel something happening for me. And the result of it is I feel more present, more grounded, more stable. And that is something that just has seemed to grow and grow and grow over time. Allow me not to speak overly long because I'd very much like to bring in the mother. So why don't I give you a chance, Linda, to just relax and make your transition. While you're doing that, let me say to the mother that I'm tempted to address you as Father, Mother, God, since that is who you are. So welcome, Mother of All.
You may address me however you choose. Father, Mother, One, All. But certainly I come to you this day in what you would think or feel as the presence of the Mother. And I do so joyously. And I thank you for heeding my call, because it is time, sweet angels of light, humans and hybrids, earth keepers and showers of the way, to reach a new level of understanding. And all of you have declared your hearts open to receive this gift, yes, of clarity, but of greater expansion. Now this is what I bequeath to you. It is not what you think of as moments of clarity or flashes of inspiration when the pathway is clear. I offer you, my beloved ones, the gift of my clarity. Now, yes, I began this initiation, attunement, and process almost a decade ago when I began to speak to you about you being your creator self, and the idea and the inspiration and the clarity has grown. It infuses you like a mist, like a gentle caress. It is not a bolt of lightning. It is not the thunder in the sky. It is the gentle way I penetrate each and every one of you. Not simply into your heart, but into the totality of your being. Your mind, your emotional field, your physical reality, your expanded self. I have never created or birthed in a piecemeal way. I have spoken to you of this gift before, and I have spoken to you of creation when I have brought to your attention my blue diamond star, the Star of Hope. Recently, I have given you the activation of your fifth eye, of what you would think of as the tanzanite color cabochon at the hairline, so that each of you may see with and through my eyes. Not that I have any eyes, but that you would perceive and begin to see with clarity of vision. And now I infuse you yet again, And I am asking you at this time to not only accept, integrate, anchor this energy of clarity, of truth, of grace, of hope, but with me in the fullness of our partnership to infuse the entire planet what this channel has not said to you is the multiplier effect that we have you working with. And I will refer to it because it is important for you to know. For when you gathered for the jump in consciousness, I and Joshua Tree, you were but 100. But as I said to her, it was to transmit for 1,000. And each of you have said yes. Now I say to you 1,000,000. And tonight I will say 10,000,000. And so on all week. Why? Why do I ask of thee to join us in this undertaking? Is it that I need you? No. But it is that I love you. We have been speaking about our partnership and about the desire, certainly on our side and on yours, to meet in the middle. How is there a partnership if you do not undertake creation together? Now, each of you have begun some individual and collective creation projects, and I commend and support you in this. But I wish you to realize the greatest gifts we have to offer thee are not simply in tangible form. They are felt or experienced tangibly in your very hands. They are the divine qualities. How can you proceed if you do not have the foundation not only of love, but the attendant qualities of truth and clarity? And these are interchangeable, you know. If you do not have the clarity of ideation, of intent, of thought, of action, if you do not have the clarity of heart, of the full knowing of our connection. Then you are wandering around in the wilderness. Now, will you hear my voice? Yes. But you have been praying and beseeching for ascension, for Nova Earth, for humanity to catch on, as it were. And this is the role of clarity, so that the steps, the plan, both yours and mine, are clear, as crystal clear as this energy that I give you. When you join with us in the sharing, in the transmission of clarity, first the gift, that is first and foremost, then the what you would think of as the transfer into form, whether it is an idea, an inspiration, an action, then the transferal is you are not wasting your energy. Not that we feel energy is ever wasted, because it is all love. But you often say, Mother, I feel like I am spinning my wheels and getting nowhere. Would you please help me? Well, this is the gift of my help. And you are mature enough, my beloved ones, to understand, to accept, to integrate, and to know the value of what I offer thee. The confusion, the chaos, the mayhem that is still in place, not only in the external, visible realm on Gaia, but within the hearts of so many. It's very sad. Those who follow their pathway, and there are many, many pathways, but particularly those who follow the pathway of spirit and of heart, of love, whether it is Islam or Judaism or light work, the number of my children who are dedicated not just superficially, but committed within their hearts to this unfoldment, and yet still find themselves in this illusion of turmoil. It is unspeakable. This gift I give you of clarity is the gift from the heart of all. And it is not only an expression of our faith in you, it is also an expression of mercy. That is why we send it so softly. That is why we tuck you into bed and simply say, receive and send, receive and send, receive and send. And at the end of your meditation, and you will know, anchor. Anchor this within your heart. Anchor this within your very being. And know I am with you. I have many faces. And this is but one of them. But this is the one that you will benefit from in making your quantum leap of right now. The quantum leap, my beloveds, is not about this or that occurring. It is about receiving this energy in this expanded reality of Gaia and your universe, so that then you proceed with the fulfillment of what really are minuscule items in the unfoldment of the plan of this or that. But the event, as you think of it, is the opening of your consciousness. And that occurred on the equinox. And now we are going to continue, because it is within your realm and within mine. And yes, I operate, if you can think of it that way, in terms of eons, not years or decades. But it is time. And it is time for my beloved souls who do not wish to shift, to come home. No, I am not suggesting in any way, shape, or form a mass suicide. Let me tell you what I am suggesting. I say to you that many of you are in this place of turmoil, of pain, of chaos. And you say, Mother, I am trying. And it seems no matter how hard I try, And no matter how much I open and say, bring clarity, that I am not breaking through. So this is what I mean. In meditation, come home to me. Not through death, but through will and intent. Come and sit in my heart. I have said to you on many, many occasions that I will come to your living room, your bedroom, your front door, if that is what it takes. Dear heart, if you feel you cannot come to me, then beckon to me. And I will come to you and lift you and place you in my heart so that you may heal this confusion. There is not one of you, and I mean this, not only of humanity, but your star brothers and sisters, all the kingdoms that are involved in this unfoldment. None of you came to have an incomplete mission. Not a one. You have brought your mastery, and I have been adding to that since the day you were born. And I add to it again. Now, why do I choose this period of time for the gift of clarity? Because it is a precursor to many events. Physical events. The difficult times that you have experienced through health, through poverty, through feeling that you have not been seen, that you are isolated and alone, is over if you choose. When you are in clarity, when you are in truth, and you are in unity with us and with each other. And what previously may have been befuddling is no longer. And because of that, you are able to send your love and your clarity to the elements or the pieces that need the infusion of energy to be unblocked, to be transformed, transmuted, brought into alignment, not only with my plan, but with my law. So I ask you, yes, as your mother, to receive, to share, to receive, allow this new awareness to simply be who you are. Now I know you have some questions.
Thank you, Mother. Well, before I ask you a question, let me remind listeners on the East Coast of North America that you'll be listening to this at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. And so it's appropriate at the end of the program simply to go into meditation, because that will be 9 o'clock in your local time zone. Mother, my first question to you is, I know there will be listeners who will want to know how this energy download, this tremendous transformational light that's coming to us at the present time, and which has been predicted by many channels, how it fits with ascension. There'll be some people saying, is this ascension? Where does it fit in our progress towards ascension, please?
It is a precursor to the fullness of your ascension. Now, you have been in your ascension, for close to a year. Some of you for 10. Some of you for much longer. But this clarity, this removal, because what the clarity does is it removes the doubt, the fear, the confusion, the turmoil. It prepares you to simply fly through the portal. Many of you, if you think of ascension as a hallway, most of you came through the initial doorway back last December. Even those who aren't aware of it. But there has been a great deal of milling around. Now the milling around has been useful, and you have been guided by pillars, by Michael, by Gabrielle, by wayshowers. And often you have approached the gatekeepers for the fullness of the ascension portal, and you have been turned away. And they have said to you, on my behalf, go back and do a little more. And when I have said this, it has not always been that you had more to do, but perhaps you wanted to offer a little more help because you decided on the collective. So think of this clarity as if you have all been in this waiting hall, this doorway, this hallway. And it has become smoky, and the air has been stale, and there is debris on the floor, and the clarity is cleaning it up so that you all make the final rush through the portal. It is the immediate precursor.
Okay, well, thank you, Mother. Next question for you. One of our listeners has said that the energies right now are impacting her to the extent that she feels, and this is, I'm using these words suggestively, not literally, that she's losing her mind. Can the energies have disorienting effects on people, and how can we reduce those effects?
Yes, they can. And that is one of the things that your channel has said. She is my channel as well. That you are not here. It is important that you not only connect in an esoteric manner with Gaia, but in a very literal manner. And if you live in a city, still go out and breathe the air. You cannot right now drink too much of my water. My water. Gaia's water. The pure water. It will help the electric energy to not short circuit you. Your brain is being expanded. Your physicality is shifting. Bring your attention, dear heart, to small things. When you have this clarity, and you are still feeling, yes, like you are losing your mind, and I would suggest that what you value as your mind has been a very, very minute portion of who you truly are. But make it even smaller. So perhaps you are picking up a needle and thread and mending something. Perhaps you are making a meal. Food is important at this time as well. The action of making food will help you ground. Touching, holding, Gaia, animals, and each other will assist you as well. And then if you are still confused, come to me. My heart, as you would think of it, has room for all of you. It always has and it always will.
Thank you, Mother. I can't help noticing the synchronicity of this energetic outpouring with the first significant opportunity being presented to lightworkers, which we call the reval. There are no accidents, so I don't really think that this synchronicity is an accident. But if not, what is the relationship between the two?
You cannot have a recreation of Gaia, of community, of society, of government, of financial systems, without the clarity. It is not a coincidence. No, I did not come to speak of physical currency this day. But I have again will emphasize your spiritual currency. Throughout the universe, the multiverse, the omniverse is growing. Check your account, sweet angels. So, is there such a thing as coincidence? No. But in order to truly proceed according to your plan and ours, this gift will assist you.
Thank you, Mother.
Because want you scurrying about or becoming entrapped in the old allures. That will not be acceptable.
Thank you, Mother.
So there are many of you who are involved in this, and you think, oh, I will invest in this or that, and you are looking to the old third. Look forward, my friends. Look forward to the seventh. Look what you have the potential and the clarity and the direction to create. That is the purpose of the gift. I cannot be strong enough on this point.
Thank you, Mother. Mother, if we could look behind the scenes, we know this energy is coming directly from you, but it's also being passed down, I imagine, by many. If we could look behind the scenes, perhaps we could see all the beings who are involved in passing this energy down. Can you tell us a little bit about how this energy, which emerges from you, passes down through levels of beings and at last arrives to us, please?
I will tell you two things. Because this infusion is in some ways an exception to the rule. Now, when I have begun this outpouring from my infinite being, and yes, our infinite being, it is moving directly from me to you. Very few can stop anything that I send directly. But when I begin such an outpouring, all come to my side, just as you all have out of form. And they have said, Mother, let us assist, let us help. And so the seraphim, the cherubim, the archangels, the legions of angels, every ascended, enlightened being, your star brothers and sisters, and there is a very strong component, by the way, that the channel also did not talk about, with your star brothers and sisters. In this gift, they are all acting as transmitters. Normally, it would come from me to my realms, to the dominions, to the seraphim, to the archangels, etc., through the masters, to your guardians, and then to you. But that is why each of you is shining like a star with many facets. You are being bombarded by all of us. You see, there is no shortage of what I have to share. Because of my plan, I am doing it in this way. So if you feel, sweet angels, a little unsteady at moments, and sit down and catch your breath. But keep saying, I allow, I receive, and I am grateful because you are being transformed. To say that this is a group effort by all who serve, and even being brought in physical signals by your star brothers and sisters, both above earth and on the ground, receive.
Mother.
So this is an exception in terms of how we penetrate.
Thank you, Mother. 3 or 4 centuries ago, a lone initiate might receive a tremendous outpouring like this from his or her master or from an angel. But at this time, we're all receiving it. Is that a correct statement?
That is a very correct statement. Because in many ways, consciously and unconsciously, which are becoming increasingly united, you have declared yourself as a single unit. Each element in your unit of humanity is unique, desirable, cherished. But yes, you are receiving this as one.
Thank you, Mother. At the same time, we on Earth are the first to experience this current ascension. What special responsibilities does that assign to us in this case in relation to the outpouring of energy? But as we go further into ascension, what special responsibilities does being first give to us?
You are the way showers, the pathfinders for the next wave. And the responsibility, and I am glad that you have brought this up, the responsibility is, as I have mentioned, is the translating of the clarity into thought. Collective thought, individual thought, holding to that potential and acting upon it. This is a time of stepping forward. That is why I have made this plea to so many who still feel themselves in turmoil and pain to come home to my heart. so that you can then return and be in action, not just my action, but your deliberate, chosen, laser-like, direct action, that you can collaborate. If there is one undertaking lesson that the human collective, all of you, are learning at this time, it is collaboration and cooperation. That is the aspect of unity. So as you do this, you are setting the paradigm for the next and the next and the next. Because it cannot be achieved in a solitary manner. That was not my plan. And I am not changing that.
Okay, thank you, Mother. Now, there could be some light workers who may be waiting before they step out as way shores. They may be saying, well, I'm too far in debt, or I don't know what to do, or am I really a way shore? Is that really true? What would your counsel to them be?
You can be a way shore in your bedroom. It is too easy. This is what you mention is part of the turmoil, the uncertainty, the pain. And I say this with the understanding. So you do not what I demand, because I do not demand. I request, I ask. I ask you to stretch, yes. I ask you to step forward, yes. But perhaps you are one in such a position. And so how you are acting as the way shore is exactly what I have asked you to do. It is to receive and then send. This is the request and the partnership. So your clarity will grow. But I am asking you to send it. Not just to be in a public form, speaking of it, not to go to your place of work where they will fire you because they think you are insane and speak of it, but to energetically share it, hold it, be it, and people will follow you because their heart is yearning for more. There is not one being on your planet at this time, even those who have been worked with and put in containment, they all yearn for a clear sense of how and direction. So be the way shower in your room, then step out into the living room perhaps and share the energy with your children. You do not need to say a word. Then walk down the street and look at everybody you meet in the eye and smile.
Thank you, Mother. Your words are profound, and we're blessed to have you with us today.
I love you all. Farewell.
Farewell, Mother.
Another fine show. Well done.